This week, the government announced a new strategy to encourage immigration. You may find that surprising, but in fact, the Tories have never had anything against foreigners coming over here. There's not a xenophobic bone in their bodies. No, the only time Conservatives ever have a problem with immigrants is when they're poor. So, you see, it's not racism, it's just good old-fashioned snobbery. And what better way to demonstrate that David Cameron embraces all the world's peoples, as long as they're not oiks, than to encourage lots of rich businessmen to move here from abroad? Great, if there's one thing we've learned in the last few years, it's that filling the City of London with speculative plutocrats only brings good things. So, while it's going to get a lot tougher for foreign students, cooks, fruit pickers and care workers to come and live here, millionaires, entrepreneurs and oligarchs will be fast-tracked. After all, our society is awash with people keen to care for the elderly, but what we're really short of is billionaires fleeing their homelands to buy our football clubs with their blood money. By the new rules, if you keep £5 million in a UK bank account for 3 years, you can stay here forever. If it's 10 million, it only takes 2 years. Presumably for 20 million, you get a go on the Queen's throne. 30 million and it's a go on the Queen. Or possibly 30 million goes on the Duchess of York. Is this fine? I mean, I don't like it. Why should people be able to buy their way into our country? Because they'll give us money? And we like money? Doesn't make me feel great, but maybe I can cheer myself up with some of that money. Except they don't even have to give us money. They just have to keep it here for a bit. Like so many things, if you're rich enough to afford it, you don't have to pay for it. Unless you're an Italian prime minister with a hard-on. If we're going to do this, we should at least make them pay, not just ask them to show us their wallets so we can peek inside and say, wow. Here's an idea. Instead of keeping 5 million in bank accounts here for 3 years, they just give us a million a year, straight to the treasury, like rent, plus 2 million deposit in case they damage anything. No pets, no blue tack, and no loud music late at night, unless they're bankrolling the Royal Opera House. If we're going to make grubby exceptions for the super rich, let's not just tax the interest on a bank account, which will be peanuts, and hope they'll stimulate our economy by buying diamond-studded sex toys. Let's take the cash up front. If this country's going to be a whore, we mustn't forget to charge before we've been fucked.